Hey everybody, today our tribute to fighting game soundtracks continues. This is Ikinari Podcast. How's everybody doing? It's your boy Jesse Jace. And this is the second of two episodes for now. Two for now. In the previous episode, we did a bunch of Street Fighter, some Mortal Kombat, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that. But there are franchises that we didn't even address yet. So let's address them today. One of the franchises that we didn't touch in the previous episode was Tekken. And we're going to, again, like many things on this podcast, we're telling things as, you know, from my perspective. And in my perspective, Tekken 1 wasn't even really a game. Like, I avoided Tekken 1. It was kind of garbage. Like, I was full Street Fighter mode at the time, maybe Mortal Kombat. What year did Tekken 1 come out? I was playing something else at any rate. The 3D games coming out did not impress me. Tekken 2 came out for the PS1, and then I was like, okay, I do want to own this game. So we're going to play some little something-something from Tekken 2 for the PlayStation. I want to point out that the PlayStation soundtrack to Tekken 2 is different from the arcade. It's the same songs, but they re-recorded them for the Redbook audio that the PlayStation could take advantage of. And I'm glad they did, because the PlayStation version does sound better. We're going to start with the opening theme. It's called Black Winter Night Sky. The PlayStation 1 version has a lot of composers on it. I don't have all their names. What I can tell you is that the arcade music was written by two women named Yoshie. Arakawa Yoshie and Takayanagi Yoshie. So there's that. So this is something they wrote, but it was reprogrammed for the PlayStation 1. Here we go. Okay, we just had a set that was all formed of music from Tekken 2 and Tekken Tag Tournament 2. We started with Black Winter Night Sky, then Kazuya Mishima's theme, and then Paul Phoenix's theme from Tekken 2. That Paul Phoenix theme, I wanted to play it just because it's so goofy. Some of the music in the Tekken 2 soundtrack is a little goofy. That one's goofy. It's got those cheesy horns. It's goofy, but I mean, look at the character. He's goofy too. Then we had two from Tekken Tag Tournament 2. The first was called The Strongest Iron Arena. The composer on that is Toyama Akitaka. And then we heard the end theme from Tekken Tag Tournament 2, Landscape Under the Ghost, Kaminano, which is by Nano Yoshihito. That's a remix of the Tekken 2 ending theme. All right. Here's another thing we didn't cover in the previous episode. Crossover games. One in particular. One whose music is near and dear to me. It's Capcom vs. SNK2. The soundtrack's by Issei Satoshi, and this song is called This Is True Lovemaking.
This is true love making all the time.
was Fight with the Wind, the Kinderdijk stage theme from Capcom vs. SNK2. Before that was Nebuta, which is the Aomori theme. Before that, Wicked Fight, which is the Shanghai theme. And we started with This Is True Love Making, which is everyone's favorite fighting game song of all time. That's the London theme. All of that's by Issei Satoshi. Okay, one of the franchises I wanted to get into in the previous episode was Killer Instinct. Not because I like the music from the original Killer Instinct. I mean, it's okay. But what I really wanted to play was the Mick Gordon's soundtrack to the Killer Instinct reboot from 2013. Mick Gordon, his music is good, and it usually has a pretty hard edge on it. So let's hear his take on Killer Instinct. The first one I want to play is called Temperance and Vengeance. This is the Maya theme from Killer Instinct 2013.
Yeah!
Okay, what we just heard was Hinamatum, which is the Chief Thunder theme from the Killer Instinct reboot. Is it me, or does that song really sound like it should be in a beer commercial? Enjoy the cold brewed taste of Chief Thunder beer. It really sounds like it should be in a commercial for either a beer or a pickup truck. I don't know. Before that was The Instinct, which is the main theme. And we started with Temperance and Vengeance, which is the Maya theme. The Instinct, by the way, it was the original Killer Instinct theme song. That's written by, hold on, can I pull it out? Robin Beanland and Graham Norgate, I think. So there you go. Man, Mick Gordon, you better watch him. He's good. We're going to play a little bit of a mixed set. And the first couple tracks in this mixed set are from Battle Arena Toshinden 2. You might remember on the PlayStation Music episode, I played some Toshinden 2 music, and I mentioned that you have to say the title of the game slowly, because Battle Arena, if you say it too fast, it changes into Ballerina. So this is Ballerina Toshinden 2, and we're going to start with Theme of Mondo. The composer is Nakano Yasuhiro.
Thank you.
was Blanka's theme from Street Fighter V Arcade Edition, composed, or at least arranged in this case, by Kobayashi Keiki. Of course, that's a variation on Blanka's theme from Street Fighter II. Before that, we heard Pick of the Litter from Skullgirls. Skullgirls had a lot of composers on it, but if my sources are correct, that's by Brenton Kosick and Blaine McGurdy. And we started with two in a row from Toshinden 2, Battle Arena Toshinden 2. First was Theme of Mondo, and second was Theme of Tracy. I quite like the Battle Arena Toshinden 2 came out at a magical time, mid-90s, but the music in it somehow has a really early 90s flavor. I don't know, something about it, the synths, the guitar, it's not of its time, it's a little bit behind its time, but in the best possible way. All right, everyone, we're going to do like we did in the previous episode, and we're going to finish the way we started, which is back in the Tekken series, back to Tekken Tag Tournament 2 again, because I'm pretty sure that's my favorite Tekken soundtrack of all. Especially this track right here, which is called Your Sunset. It's the character customization mode theme. This is by Inoue Taka, and it's funky, y'all. I hope you like it. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening to Ikinari Podcast.